At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
People seeing our results and asking how. And it was more so like, at first we did it for free. We had like free class and stuff, but when people ask for something, like, you give it to them.
I think a lot of people were so surprised because not only are me and Bryson young, but like you said, just naturally we're minorities. We're black, we're Muslim, Hispanic, like I'm Hispanic. So all that going into play, like people are just looking like, being that young and scaling so quickly in the rental arbitrage business. First of all, a lot of people thought it was fake. And then a lot of people were like, teach me how. Like, how did you get started? How have you been able to do this? Because a lot of people try Airbnb, but they don't know how to do it the right way. So we got started in Airbnb through rental arbitrage. And rental arbitrage is just renting a property from a landlord, and then with their approval, you can list it on Airbnb. So it was a little bit easier for us to get started so young because we didn't have to purchase a home and put down like a whole deposit. All we had to do was rent a space. So we started off just renting, and we used like the few thousand that we had in personal savings. We both been work, like I've been working since I was young. As soon as I was legally old enough to work, I've been working. So I had a little bit saved up, and then we used like personal credit and the money that Bryson had saved too. And that's just kind of how we got our first property. And then from there, the income that one Airbnb produced, it helped us so that we could get more units.
Airbnb in itself is just a platform.
Absolutely.
Short-term rentals is a business model.
Absolutely.
So someone may accept short-term rentals, but if you say Airbnb, it may set up like a red flag in their mind.
Absolutely.
Which you don't want. Yeah.
And even with a lot of apartment buildings, they have their own like rules that they have to follow where they're sometimes not allowed to just let a tenant sublease out their property. But if a company gets a corporate lease and does it like that way through a corporate lease and does it as a short-term rental business model, they're allowed to say yes sometimes, whereas they have to say no if you're just a person trying to sublease.
Hey, wait. I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. 4 of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books. But I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video. So welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Listen, married couples consistently have better financial security than their unmarried counterparts. Married couples ages 25 to 34 in the United States have an average combined net worth of $68,210 compared to unmarried couples who have a net worth of only $17,372. Well, this young couple has surpassed that stat and defied the odds by making a commitment to build wealth. Welcome Bryson and Inaya in the building. How y'all feeling?
Good.
Yo, y'all, like, let me tell you, y'all my favorite young couple.
Thank you. I'm gonna tell you why,
right? Because, I mean, I have a daughter, right? My daughter is 15 years old. And the one thing I pray as she gets older is to find somebody equally yoked. And what I mean by that is find somebody that has similar ambitions as she does. And, my wife and I, we got married, or we met each other. We didn't get married till 27. We met each other at 23, right? Yeah. And so we've been together 20 years. And so I see young couples ain't doing their thing, though, right? Because me and my wife were both, like, active. It's like a breath of fresh air, because I really truly believe, and the stats show it, though, I truly believe that family equals wealth.
Right. Agreed,
you
yes.
really want to change the fabric of everything that's wrong in the country, in the world. You attach that to family, and the family that sticks together, especially a family that's moving in the right direction together, is a powerful thing. And so when I see y'all move, y'all 21, like 21, yeah. Like y'all not typical, right? And that's like, and I mean that in like all admiration. And so y'all doing some amazing things, and I'm excited to introduce you to our audience, and really start to talk about what you're doing at such a young age that anybody can learn from, right? Not just young people. I'm talking about anybody can learn how to build wealth at any age. But I have a specific soft spot because you guys are so young. But before we get into all of that, who's Bryson? Who's Inaya?
Bryson, you can start.
Ladies first, as always.
Okay. My name is Inaya. I just turned 21 last month. Me and Bryson, we both do Airbnb hosting, and then now we also teach people how to get started in short-term rentals through coaching. So.
I'm Bryson. My name is Bryson. I turned 21 literally 6 days ago. Just like Inaya said, we do Airbnb hosting and coaching, and now we're here to help you guys make money as well.
So let me ask you, like, they get to the bag. Let me fast forward. They get to the bag. They make a lot of money. And we're gonna teach you all of that stuff. But I want to know, like, how did you guys meet? What's this love story? Right? Tell me the love story. I want to hear that story.
You got to go back to Danny.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a funny story. So even before I met Inaya, I had started training my mindset a little bit more, and I realized that I had to ask for what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And that meant be very specific on the car, the house, the life, what it feels like, and that meant my wife as well. So mm-hmm. what I did was I got a note card and I drew out everything about it, the type of hair texture, skin complexion, mindset, just all of that type of stuff. And then coincidentally, when I was picking up beer from a friend and I was in the front seat, she was
no,
in
it's
the
crazy.
Front seat.
It's crazy.
You know, I caught her a quick glimpse, and then I scurried off in the whip, make sure she know I'm there. And then I text a few minutes after, and I said, who's in the front seat? And that was the start.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then the moment you saw her, you were like, all right, she's the one? Or yeah. how did y'all officially connect?
Yeah, I mean, so it really grew off of us wanting to go to very good colleges. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what was it, USC?
Yeah, at the time I wanted to go to USC, and he was already trying to go to school in California, but we just had a mutual friend, like even he was picking up beer from a friend of mine. And at the time, like, I have never like drank, partied or anything. So I'm just sitting there like, whatever, she drops it off and he skirts off in his car. I was like, this man, like, I already was like too much. And I was just sitting there like minding my business. And then, yeah, from there we kind of just, my friend invited us all to lunch one day. She's like, you'd actually be really surprised. Like, Bryson, we were having like a really deep conversation. And she was like, I feel like Bryson would really enjoy a conversation like this. I'm thinking about I'm like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, trust me. Like, we should all go out to lunch. So me, Bryson, one of his friends, and a friend of ours as well, Troy, and then Danny, we all went to eat lunch together. And then, I don't know, from there, Bryson just started like asking me questions all the time, like about just like what I wanted to do, my religion, just like everything. And I wanted to go to a really good school. And we were finishing up our senior year in high school, so college was like a really big focus. We were both studying for our ACTs. And then, yeah, we both just...
It was like, you want to go to college, I want to go to college. I have one of the best ACT programs. Let's study together. Mm-hmm. And then that turned into that. And then, you know, the pandemic hit, whatever, whatever. And then I asked her to start tutoring my little cousins because she's very smart. Like, she'll downplay it, but she's like, she's up there. So I was like, please tutor my little cousins. And then we just started spending so much time together. And, you know, we kind of molded our mindsets together by like reading the same books and holding each other accountable to like do the things we said to get the things that we wanted.
Wow, I love it. And did you, so first, how did you decide to go into business together? Was that something that, like, while you were working on the relationship, you decided, hey, you know what, let's get into, like, how did that come about?
Yeah, so I'll take it for a sec. What the funny thing is, so I used to have a lot of homeboys, and I had these mindset books and these success books, and I would beg them to read it. Mm. None of them would do it.
Yeah.
So when I met Anaya and she actually did it, I was like, I got it. I got the one, you know? And after that, it was just like, we did everything together. Yeah. Like, literally everything.
Yeah, yeah, I don't even think it was intentional. That's what I was going to say. Like, I think a big thing for me was that I've always felt so different from my peers, just in the sense of, like, what I focused on and what was important to me than like everyone else that I was in school with. So I was kind of always like by myself. And then when I met Bryson, he was like really big on mindset. It was almost weird. Like, I went to his house and like he said he had like note cards taped on his wall and all this stuff. And I'm looking like, this is kind of crazy, but you know, it's good, but it's crazy. Right. And even like he said, like when he had like the woman that he wanted written down, like it was really weird, but it almost like described me. And I was just like, what's going on here, right? So then anyways, fast forward, he gave like all of these like a book list to me, these tapes, like just that would help me increase my mindset, and just certain audios that I started listening to and like cut out music and replaced it. And even that was so big for me because at the time I was in a little bit of like a tough spot. My brother had passed away like a year ago. And so I was still like grieving and like, I was still like angry at life a little bit. So he was like very optimistic and I was like, what's wrong with this man? Life is hard. Like, but he was always like, you know, you got to focus on the positive, you got to think bigger. And he would always say like, whatever you want to do, just do it. And I would always say, how? And he's like, don't worry about the how, you just have to go. And I'm like, but I think over time, just naturally, we started spending so much time together. And then we were just trying a whole bunch of different stuff. So we were both just, let's try trading stock options. So then little by little, we would just try it at the same time. And then I started, you know, trying drop shipping, and then he's like, let's try Airbnb. And so little by little, I think naturally we just started doing more things together and trying them together. And then we just grew all around in so many aspects just from that.
And then you got introduced, right? You tried Airbnb and that was the one.
That's the one that worked.
Yeah. Talk about that, right? Because, you know, being so young, you know, I would assume that most young people would be like, well, I don't have access to capital unless you have very rich parents that are giving you money. How did you get started in the Airbnb business? And what business model did you use that you realized this is the one that's going to be very lucrative for us?
So we got started in Airbnb through rental arbitrage. And rental arbitrage is just renting a property from a landlord, and then with their approval you can list it on Airbnb. Mm. So it was a little bit easier for us to get started so young because we didn't have to purchase a home and put down like a whole deposit. All we had to do was rent a space. So we started off just renting, and we used like the few thousand that we had in personal savings. We both been work, like I've been working since I was young. As soon as I was legally old enough to work, I've been working. So I had a little bit saved up, and then we used like personal credit and the money that Bryson had saved too. And that's just kind of how we got our first property. And then from there, the income that one Airbnb produced, it helped us so that we could get more units.
Wow. And so rental arbitrage, like you mentioned, right, is you go, you rent from the landlord, the landlord lets you Airbnb it. You know, is that better? Is rental arbitrage better than owning it outright, or is it the same? Like, what's the advantage of doing rental arbitrage?
So I think the advantage of doing rental arbitrage is less startup capital, and it allows someone who couldn't normally access that type of income do it. Because, like, think about a home, either you're buying it in cash or you're putting down a down payment. Where we come from, that ain't happening. Right. You know what I mean? So to be able to rent someone else's property and make money from it is like the gold mine and entry level into real estate.
And you use the money that you make. So it's really not money coming out your pocket because you're using the money that you make from renting it out to pay the rent to the landlord.
Exactly. Yes.
And the landlord's happy because all they want is that rent. They don't want to deal with, you know, the cleaning and all that stuff. They just have a set number that they want. You give that to them however way you give it to them, and then you're making money. On average, how much can somebody make off of one property?
It really depends on the size of the property. So some of our like smaller properties, like our one bed, one baths, we've bring in like probably a couple thousand dollars in profit per month. And then our bigger properties, honestly, we brought in anywhere from like $6,000 to $8,000 profit off of one unit per month. So
wow.
And then even with the starting off, you were talking about how we pay the rent. We use credit at first. Mm. We use credit cards to do the whole thing, from furniture to paying deposits, all of that. When I was 18, like starting off with my credit card, I had $750.
Wow.
And that started from a secure credit card.
Wow. So
yeah.
I had access to capital. And,
yeah. Wow. So you started this empire using credit, right, with a 750 credit score, right? So look, young people, parents, if you're paying attention, make sure you start off with the credit right.
Yeah,
because you got the credit right, you could leverage that in order to start making money. How many properties do you guys have currently?
So at our peak we had 11, mm-hmm. but now we have 8.
Okay. And then so 11 properties right now, 8. Is there a vision on expanding it more? What's the plan?
Yeah, so we started off renting, and then obviously as renting, we saw so much success. Then we started coaching, and then we had the ability to own. So we bought our first property in December of 2021.
Nice.
And then we've seen such a difference. Oh yeah, 2022, my bad. So literally like 5 months ago, 6 months ago. But we've seen so much of a difference even from renting versus owning, whereas when we own, we can do whatever we want to the property. Yeah. And it is a little bit more responsibility, because when you're renting, if there's a maintenance issue, you put it in the portal, like maintenance request. Okay. When it's you, it's like your property, you have to find someone to come fix it or whatever it is. But because we bought our house in cash, it's like almost all profit, right?
Let's not skip over that, right? So 21 years, I just turned 21.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were 20 at the time.
So 20 years old, y'all buy your first property, and you don't even buy it to live in. Your first property is an income-producing property that you pay all cash from a business that you use credit to get.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut y'all off, but go ahead.
No, you're good. Yeah, you're good. Yeah. So now that's why, like, even we were just like going full throttle, scaling through renting. But now we've seen, like, once you have the means to purchase a home, purchasing definitely has, when you have the opportunity to buy, it has its pros over renting, that we just enjoy more, not having to go through a landlord, having all the freedom to do what we want with the property, having higher profit margins. So even with that, now we're like, we're not as much focused on scaling the rental arbitrage model. Now we're focused on how can we buy more properties? What do we want them to look like? Do we want them to be more creative? As opposed to before, we were just renting like homes and normal apartments. Like they just looked very standard. But now we're just kind of trying to expand in more of a creative way and more like building solid assets by buying. So that's why we've kind of put a little bit of a hold on the rental arbitrage. But we're still getting units. Like we just actually got another one bed, one bath rental arbitrage unit in St. Louis. So
and so what's that process like? Like how do you know if a landlord is, you know, Airbnb friendly, right? Because I know if you look on the news, you hear a lot of information about landlords not wanting it. Certain cities and states have ordinances where they're trying to stop it. Even here in Atlanta, I know that they've been, you know, issues with Airbnbs. Like how do you know where is the right place and what, you know, what landlords are friendly to Airbnbs?
So it all comes, I'll take it.
Okay. So it all comes down to the way that you go about it. At first, when we would reach out, it would just be an email, hey, are you accepting corporate leases? And a corporate lease is when you use your LLC as the renter, which allows you to access multiple units at one time.
Mm. Wow, okay. And if they say that they're accepting corporate leases, then you know that they're good with Airbnb.
Not specifically, but we tell them about our business model. So then we tell them that we're a short-term rental company, which implies that we do short-term rentals. Right. And then we make sure that it's okay. Like, we tell them we do have a private booking website, but we also list on other third-party platforms, such as Airbnb, VRBO, Booking.com, or whatever.
Yeah. All right. So...
So, and even that,
look, y'all can feel the sauce, though. Like, I would have unpacked some of this stuff.
Yeah, no, we got to go.
That's like, better than shooting it straight at, like, do you allow Airbnb?
Airbnb, right. Because that's what I caught, though. Like, as y'all was just saying it, like y'all got it down packed, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all was just talking to me like I'm a landlord, right? Because I was like, wait, hold on.
Because, like you say, you look on the news, you see all these bad news about Airbnb.
Right.
Airbnb in itself is just a platform.
Absolutely.
Short-term rentals is just a business model.
Absolutely.
So someone may have short-term rentals, but if you say Airbnb, it may set up like a red flag in their mind. Absolutely. Which you don't want.
Yeah. And even with a lot of apartment buildings, they have their own like rules that they have to follow, where they're sometimes not allowed to just let a tenant sublease out their property. Mm-hmm. But if a company gets a corporate lease and does it like that way through a corporate lease and does it as a short-term rental business model, they're allowed to say yes sometimes, whereas they have to say no if you're just a person trying to sublease. So sometimes, even if you try to do the corporate leasing route, sometimes they'll say, no, we're not okay with it. Yeah. But sometimes they'll allow that, where if you just came to them as a person, you're like, hey, is it okay if I Airbnb my home out? They'll be like, absolutely not.
No, I love it, right? So, like, and that's why I wanted to, like, unpack, because the language, y'all have the language down pat, right? I'm like, all right, so how do you know they're landlord friendly? You call them and you ask them if they accept corporate lease, right? Which means that as Anaya and Bryson, as individuals, let's create another entity that is a short-term rental business, right? And so now it's an LLC. So now it's not 21-year-old Bryson and Anaya.
Yeah.
It is this entity or this corporation that is renting from this landlord. So number one, I'm cool there, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Then you're not asking them, hey, do you accept Airbnb, which already has this stigma and this red flag. Do you accept short-term rentals?
Yeah. And we even break it down, like we have a website.
Yeah.
So when we first email them and we tell them, hello, do you allow corporate leasing? Normally they're like, what is your business model or what is your business? Then we tell them all about our company so that they're not confused. So we tell them we're a short-term rental business, a short-term rental company. This is what we do. These are the guests that we house. This is how we find our guests. We send them our website. Mm. Our website tells them where our properties are. It shows them what our properties look like. Mm. So that when they click on our website, they see a professional company. Right. And like you said, not 21 or 20-year-old kids who are trying to, you know, book a rent a house out and then put it on Airbnb. Right. There's a huge difference.
Right. I love it. And you know, and so I swear, I hope y'all taking notes, right? Because unfortunately, and again, that's why I'm excited, right? Because unfortunately, when you think about 20-year-old black kids, that automatically has a stigma. Like, I don't even have to say more than that. I say, look, I have a couple of 20-year-old black kids that want to rent your property. Unfortunately, that has a stigma to it. And so, number one, it's my honor and pleasure to sit in front of you to be able to introduce what a 20-year-old couple, a black couple looks like, right?
Thank you.
But then also to now, you know, have this business acumen to understand not even how to play the game, but just understand how the game works. And be able to use that to your advantage to the point where you are 21 years old and you're buying your first property in cash. Talk to me about your coaching business, right? Because that's the other thing, right? Let me tell y'all. I told y'all before, I have no shame whatsoever singing your praises. Like, I'm not too big. I'm like, I love y'all. I told y'all that, right? I love y'all. And so talk about your coaching business, right? Because what I love about y'all is, number one, don't play with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what y'all talking about, right? And I love that because, again, you know, as somebody, you know, I was smart, you know, in my 20s as well. And it was always, I always felt like there was not enough support from my elders. I always felt like there was, you know, because I was by 21, I worked at a bank, and so I was in a corporate game, and the corporate game was just like totally different. And so there wasn't as much support as I would have liked from people who look like me who are at that level. The fact that you guys have this level of business.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Acumen. Not only do you, like, you guys could just be quiet and just run up the bag doing what you do, make money doing rental arbitrage, and just kind of stack it up. But you decided that, you know what? I want other people to learn as well, right? So I'm not gonna keep all of this information for myself. I'm going to now teach other people how to do the same exact thing how we did it. And because we did it, we have the blueprint, we can help guide you. So talk about your coaching business.
So we started our coaching business,
10 months ago.
11.
Oh, 11 now, yeah.
11 okay. Months ago, and in this 11 months, things have changed drastically. We now have over 2,000 students. On the low end, we have over 500 high ticket students.
And what was the thought process? Like, what made y'all say, you know what, we're gonna start coaching?
People seeing our results and asking how. And it was more so like, at first we did it for free. We had like free class and stuff, but when people ask for something, like, you give
it to them.
Give
it to them.
I think a lot of people were so surprised because not only are me and Bryson young, but like you said, just naturally we're minorities. We're black, we're Muslim, Hispanic, like I'm Hispanic. So all that going into play, like people are just looking like, being that young and scaling so quickly in the rental arbitrage business, first of all, a lot of people thought it was fake. And then a lot of people were like, teach me how. Like, how did you get started? How have you been able to do this? Because a lot of people try Airbnb, but they don't know how to do it the right way. Like you said, a lot of people will try to just rent out an apartment and they're not even asking the landlord. They're just trying to do it on the low. Then they end up getting kicked out. It's a whole process and they don't see the success that they wanted with it. So when they saw me and Bryson doing it and they kept saying how, like Bryson said, so first we started our free class. And then people wanted more. They still wanted more guided coaching. So then we came up with a few different offers. We have the Academy, which is our coaching, our course, and our community all in one, and we offer it after our free class. We offer it to all the students who joined for $1,497. And then after that, we have another offer where it's like done with you, where not only will you get all the information and have a community behind you and coaches to support you, but we will find and secure your Airbnb for you, do your website for you, and give you 5 days a week like coaching. So it's really like figuring out what people actually need in terms of help within the rental arbitrage process, and then also just being able to offer it at the highest point that we can and being able to fulfill it on both sides so our students are happy and, you know, where we can pour into as much people as we can.
Wow. So. Wow. Like I said, my daughter's 15. She gonna need some mentors, so y'all stay close. So rental arbitrage, renting, coaching business, you know, what, like when you look at the trajectory of where you guys want to go, right? As somebody, Bryson and I, as visionaries, as people who understand the power of visioning, life visioning, writing things down, being specific, what does the next 5 to 10 years look like?
Software.
Yeah.
Sell the software and rent and repeat.
Yeah.
That's it. So like with the Airbnb or just Airbnb period,
yeah.
You depend on apps to automate your business.
Right.
And what we realize is that we're sending all of our customers to these different apps and we're not getting any affiliate, we're not getting anything back. So instead of us doing that, we're just right in the process of building our own and we're going to be able to not only teach our customers, find them their first property and secure it for them, but they're also going to become recurring customers and depend on our software to run the heart of their business.
Wow.
Because as an Airbnb host, if you want to make money passively, you have to have your automations in place. Because right now there's Airbnb hosts who spend all day texting guests and changing their pricing and messing with their calendar. Mm-hmm. But if you know what you're doing and you have everything automated, it gets so much easier. But even right now for me and Bryson, what we learned is like we have to go through so many different apps to automate it in different ways. Like there's a different app for pricing and a different app for messaging. And even those apps we were like, oh, I wish we could do this, but it's not. So instead, we're like, let's just create our own software. So right now, we literally have a software that's being developed that does everything, automates everything all in one app, where we'll automate, you know, your messaging, your pricing, your list, like everything all in one place. That way, not only can we help people get started, but we can help, like, make it easier for them to be an Airbnb host and truly have that semi-passive income coming in without them pouring much time into it.
Wow, love that. How do you see, if any, how do you see like the introduction of AI, like artificial intelligence, affecting, you know, the Airbnb or short-term rental business event, if it will?
Yeah. So a big part of our software integrates AI to where instead of you changing the pricing yourself, you're telling the AI to do it.
Mm.
Or instead of you blocking off dates on your calendar, you're telling the AI to do it.
Mm.
So it's like it's definitely it's good. It's a good change.
And like in our, we want it to be able to say like change, like block off these dates on my listing and it'll just do it on your own. And even we're integrating AI to the point where it will reach out to landlords for you so that you don't have to do it yourself.
Wow.
So we're putting all of it in.
Like deepfake voices and all that too or no?
Like through messaging instead of calling.
But deepfake,
that's a good idea. You can train the AI, you know what I'm saying? Give me my percentage. But you can train the AI with your voice.
Yeah.
Like, hi, this is, you
know, they have to do like a certain amount of whatever so it picks up on it. Nah, for sure. That could definitely work.
No, I love that. So as young entrepreneurs, what would you say has been the toughest part of, you know, being your own boss, running a business?
I mean, when you become reliable for payroll,
yeah,
people, like you're going to fail a lot, but you can't stop.
Yeah,
like you can't ponder on your failures. You have to, like, an offer might not work, get up and make a new one, keep going. Something might not go as planned, you got to keep going because you got payroll.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I think about a lot. Like it's not just about us anymore, it's, we have people who have kids, we have people who have partners, who the head of households,
yeah,
they got to eat. And that means that us as the owners of the business, we got to get up and put even more work in than we did before when it was just us two.
Wow.
I think a lot of people forget how much work goes into running a business,
yeah,
and that's a lot of pressure. Like it's like even a lot of my family works with us now, and so even like Bryson said, and beyond just like my actual blood family, everyone that works in our team, we're all like family. So realizing that every single choice that we make has a domino effect on every person that works with us and just everyone in general, our students, everyone, we realize that like we don't have an option to fail, because if we fail, it's not just us failing. It's a domino of people. Right. So I think sometimes it's just like holding ourselves accountable, because there's no one to tell us what to do. Yeah. We're our own bosses. We literally make our own choices every day. There's no one who says like you need to do this today or this today. So it's just deciding every day to continue being intentional and never get complacent. Like when we hit our goals, like we hit $1 million a month, okay, what's next? Mm-hmm. Like we got to keep going. We can't just like decide, okay, we're going to stop working, because if we stop working, then what happens to everyone else?
Right, right. And then Bryson, you mentioned earlier, like you had a lot of homies, right? You was trying to put them on game and they couldn't see that wisdom.
Yeah.
What is your... especially as a young 21-year-old, what does your social life look like? Are you, are you able to attract, you know, more friends that are on the same page, or it's just Bonnie and Clyde? Like,
for 98% of the time, it's Bonnie and Clyde,
yeah.
And we have. We've
met a few really, really, really dope people.
Yeah.
But for the most of it, like our social life is barely.
Ain't no social life.
Very nice.
So that's why I laugh. You're like, social life, what's that?
Yeah.
You speak English, right?
For real.
And so, you know, is there a feeling of missing out, or are you living the life that you like? Are you loving the life that you've designed?
Yeah, so this is what I asked for a long time ago, and yeah. I'm living in it. There's always a degree of what if. Like, yeah. I see people partying, I'm like, that looks fun, but I don't want to party on the yachts and the private jets, and not charter a jet, I want my jet.
Right.
So I got to put the work in now, and I'm only 21, right. You know, go hard for a few years, and I'll be able to enjoy it and
right.
have the fun I want to have.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
I think for me, I've always been really different. So yeah. I never partied in high school or did any of that. Bryson's high school experience is a lot different than mine. But, so for me, I never feel like I'm missing out. Yeah. I feel like the fact that I get to live my life and do whatever I want, and I get to take care of my family, and I get to spend my days with the people that I love, or like wherever I want. Like we just came from Egypt, we were in Italy, France, Barcelona. We were just spent a week in Egypt, and even that, to be able to make money wherever we are,
wow.
For me to be able to take some of my family with me, and like all of that, to me, that's me living
yeah.
and exactly
that's
what I want to live.
Life.
Yeah, so that
right, yeah.
for us, it's like social life is like our family and yeah. a few close friends, and
yeah.
other than that, we just stay at home. Like I love being at home, I love just working
yeah.
or traveling. That's so for me, I'm happy.
I love it. I love it. And so now, you know, somebody's watching who, you know, we have a lot of people who have 9-to-5s, who are, you know, have side hustles trying to transition. What advice would you have for anybody transition who's trying to figure out how do they get a sense of financial freedom? They might be living paycheck to paycheck, or they might have a lot of money, but they're figuring out, you know, how to get some, they want to spend 5 days in Egypt. Like what, you know, advice would you give them?
I wholeheartedly believe that everything starts with the mindset.
Mm.
So like if you're a 9-to-5 and you're rich in the mind, you will figure out a way to make millions.
Mm.
But vice versa, if you have millions, you have a bad mindset,
yeah.
you're gonna lose it. So if you're in the 9-to-5 and you want to transition, cut off all of the bad stuff, cut off all of the music, for my men, all of the pornography, cut off the hundreds of women that you pay attention to, that you're chasing, cut off the bad homeboys, the alcohol, the weed. Weed isn't addictive, doesn't matter, just cut it off. All of that bad stuff, like if it isn't growing you, then
yeah.
it's hurting you.
Absolutely.
So you need to, in my situation, like once I met Anaya, my whole life has just went up. And that's the power of having one woman
yeah.
and one woman
Max.
Who can match your energy and
Max.
Go as hard as you want to go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The one thing I see with like my homeboys and stuff, and they're struggling, I'm like, you trying to mess with three women at one
that's
time. Like, you gonna keep struggling, dog. So that's
yeah.
my advice.
No, it's funny, right? And I literally, if y'all can see, I really literally got goosebumps because like I'm like watching a young me, I swear. like I said, I've been with my wife 20 years. We met when we was 20,
even
23, right?
That's goals right there.
Yeah.
Yo,
congratulations, that's amazing.
And when I met her, I knew though. I was like, that's her. That's the one. And like literally, like ever since, like I was always smart, but I was hanging around with the wrong people. And I was just the smartest one out of my friends. But when I met her, she always like pushed me to do better. And my life, like you said, just got better. And to this day, like to this day, we still have to be like, we just came from Phoenix, we went to Egypt, but you know what I'm saying? We just came from Arizona because he had a conference there. We left the kid, we got a 15-year-old, 8-year-old. Our kids are super duper dope. We still love each other, right? So it's not like we've been together so long, and that's my best friend too, so we do everything. Y'all might have saw her on the way out. That was my wife and kids on the way out when y'all was coming in. But I say that, like I try to promote that all the time, that finding that person is like, I think it's the cheat code. Like, like y'all cheating. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the cheat code to success and people don't realize that.
That's it?
Yeah.
When I was growing up, so I'm the youngest of three.
Mm-hmm.
And
me too.
And then I got older cousins, uncles and stuff. When I was growing up, and even my dad, I would see them with multiple women, and it looked fun. They had a great time, you know. They had they were the ones with the alcohol bottles on top of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And what I noticed, I grew older. I was like, man, they ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
They ain't got nothing but good stories. They ain't got no money. They ain't got nothing. I can't go out like that. Like,
yeah.
I just can't.
Yeah.
But one of the best ways to learn is by looking at the people who came before you and adjust accordingly. So like. When it even comes to role models, I didn't have what to look up to. I didn't have what like a good example of what to do.
Yep.
I had a great example of what not to do.
Yeah.
And that's just.
And that's powerful because, I think a lot of people don't give a lot of credit to contrast.
They don't.
Right? Because a lot of people look at joy, but in the great words of 50 Cent, joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. Right? Yeah. And so you gotta understand what pain looked like in order to understand, all right, this is what the joy feels like. And so you guys have what a free masterclass that you guys do. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the masterclass and what people could expect from it.
Yeah, so in our class, we have a free class every single Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, and we go over the 5 steps to get your first yes. When I tell you, we pour our all into this class, guys. That's good, okay? It's really good. But we just basically teach them how they can get started in Airbnb in 5 simple steps. We break it down, we make it easy, we teach them, what are these 5 steps? How to find a profitable location, how to use other people's money, how to actually get the landlord to say yes, how to create their website, and
LLC.
How to set up their LLC, how to create an actual company, because that's where it starts. So the first thing is, like you said, we create that company, and that's how we actually even have the avenue to actually do it the way that we're doing it now.
Yeah. And what's your thoughts on mentorship? Like, is it important to have mentors, or is it like, you know what, we figured this out, we got this, we're gonna do this all on our own?
Mentorship is 100% important. So like, and it doesn't have to come in the form of someone actually talking to you. Yeah. Like, I think like reading a book from your favorite author or someone who's successful, that becomes your mentor in a way. You just have to actually take what they're giving you and apply it and then just keep on going.
Yeah.
But even like paid coaching and stuff like that, super, super important. And that's one of the reasons why we're even here today.
Yeah.
Whenever we have the option to learn from someone who has what we want or is like, me and Bryson, we always do it, no matter what. Obviously, if you don't have the resources and you can figure it out on your own, then great. Most of my life I've had to do that. I spend the time, but it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
When you can learn from someone who already has what you want, you just get there so much faster.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you skip all of like the hard mistakes that you don't know not to make unless someone tells you, like, I already did this, this is what you don't do, and this is what you don't do.
Yeah.
So
this is the first interview, right? Because I normally ask, like, if you could speak to your 18-year-old self, but that doesn't, like, even ask that question, like, what I'm saying, if you could speak to your 12-year-old self, like, you know? I can't even flip that question in no real way because, you know, at 21, like, you guys are just starting out, right?
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it is you're at a space in your life where you really can't do wrong, right? Meaning that even, you know, stumbles happen, right, within business. Even within those stumbles, you're so far ahead, right? As long as you keep each other first, open communication, and really have the focus that you have, even again, those stumbles that may look like stumbles are actually propelling you to go to that next level. You know, when you think about everything that you guys have done so far in your life, what would you both together and individually say has been your proudest or biggest accomplishment?
Honestly, I just, by me even meaning Naya and dedicating myself to her, it's just like.
I swear in my head, I said, please. I said, what are you going to say? What's the answer, brother? Go ahead.
It's just changed my whole trajectory. Yeah. Not only my life, but my family's life. Yeah. I'm a role model to my younger relatives coming up, the older ones. Yeah. And then when I have kids, they're going to have a healthy example of what this life looks like and more of a blueprint. So that right there has just changed my whole, like, what's coming after me and what's already here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He said it best.
Same. Yeah. I love that. And so what, you know, somebody's struggling, right? They're trying to figure out how to get, you know, the right mindset. What books are you reading? Like, what are you telling them to kind of get them in the right mind state? What's the cheat code?
So even for me, the first book that I read that was on the list that Bryson actually gave me was called The Magic of Thinking Big.
Ooh, that's
such a good book. Like, even from reading that, I learned, because growing up, I never saw a lot of money, so I didn't know to even think about a lot of money because I just never saw it. And then the more that I started reading these things and listening to these things, I'm like, people like this actually exist. Like, this is crazy. And so I think reading, like, number one, the first book I read was The Magic of Thinking Big. It's a really, really, really good book. Think and Grow Rich. Bryson has a whole bunch that he's right. read.
Number one, The Magic of Thinking Big.
Yep.
See You at the Top.
Okay.
Asking is Given.
Oh, that's the one.
The Secret.
Yep.
Psycho-Cybernetics.
Yep.
Laws of Success, the original 1925 copy.
Mm-hmm.
Think and Grow Rich, The Magic of Believing, and How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Mm. Yes. Oh, How to Win Friends and Influence People. That's actually the first one that I read back when I was in high school. Yeah.
Asking is Given. Is it Neville Goddard or Abraham Hicks?
Abraham.
Okay. What's your thoughts on Abraham? Do you listen to them? I know my first time listening to Abraham Hicks, I was like taken aback because he was channeling.
Yeah.
You know? But I listen to everything Abraham makes.
Yeah. I mean, I really just take what I can get from people.
Right.
Especially the old timers.
Yeah.
I think that's
a cheat code in itself, right? Because I think that people don't realize that this wisdom has been here for thousands of years. And what we try to do is we pretend as if things have changed so much when nothing changes, it stays the same. It's just the time of change. But this ancient wisdom you can still apply to this day. And it's actually better when you get it from the source than by getting it from somebody who got it from the source, right?
Yeah,
so I've read books and listened to like New Age, what they call New Age thought leaders. And then I'll read like a Neville Goddard, or I'll read something, and I'll be like, "Yo, you got this."
Yeah, not for real.
So I love it. All right, so where can people find your free masterclass? We could talk all day, right?
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoy, you know, speaking to you. You know, you are everything that I thought. Right, like watching you online, you're everything in person that I thought, and I'm happy, right? Because sometimes you can get disappointed when you like watching somebody, you're like, oh, they smart, and then they come in, and you're like, so good. But where can people connect with you? Where can they find your free masterclass? Where can they be, you know, stay tapped in?
So every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern time, you can come to our free live masterclass. The website is www.freebnbworkshop.com.
All right.
Yeah. And we'll send you a number so you can put it.
All right, back. So we're going to have a opt-in number that y'all can text. We're going to put that in the description, the website, everything. Where can they follow you on Instagram and other social media platforms?
Social media, our joint account for like our specific Airbnb Breakdown page is at Airbnb Breakdown. And then my page is just Anaya McMillan.
And my Instagram name is Bryson K Blocker. BrysonKBlocker.
All right, y'all. We are closing out the vault. Look, this is what I need y'all to do. I don't ask y'all for much, but I need y'all to share this video with everybody. Young, old, whoever, this is a very important interview because not only do we need to amplify the voices of our young people who are making it happen, but we also need to take clues from those who are successful, regardless of their age, right? So I need you to share this with every single, if you hear the sound of my voice, I need you to share this with at least 10 people. Tell them to watch it, tell them to share it. Everybody should know about Anaya and Bryson because they're doing big things, and this is just the beginning. When y'all ready for that app, if y'all need some investors, let me know. I got you. I got some bread. I can put some money up. We're closing out the vault. Another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Make sure you visit us, InsideTheVaultShow.com. Follow us on all social media platforms at Inside the Vault. Me, I am Ash Cash. Make sure you visit me, IamAshCash.com, and follow me on all social media platforms at IamAshCash. I'll see y'all next time, same place, in God's will. All right, y'all. Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.